I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Monday, July 15th. We've got an update about a hurricane that hit the U.S. over the weekend and controversy over comments the president made about women in Congress. Plus, why Facebook is facing a record-breaking fine. Did Serena Williams win this year? And we're talking discounts and deals on Amazon Prime Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The first hurricane of the season hit the U.S. over the weekend, making landfall as a Category 1 hurricane in Louisiana. But what was Hurricane Barry was downgraded to a tropical depression yesterday, and it's expected to weaken again to a tropical rainstorm today. AccuWeather reports New Orleans avoided a direct hit, but there's still a risk of life-threatening flash flooding today in other parts of Louisiana, as well as Mississippi, Arkansas, and parts of Missouri and Tennessee. Already over the weekend, Barry caused flooding, tornado warnings, and falling trees. 150,000 homes and businesses lost power. ABC News reports dozens of people had to be rescued. But some relief is on the way. The areas most affected can expect some drier weather later this week. By the way, there was an unrelated power outage in New York City over the weekend. CBS News reports more than 70,000 people lost power, mainly on the west side. Broadway shows were canceled and 4 subway stations were down. Officials are still working to find out what caused the outage, but the New York Times reports it may have been because of a mechanical failure at a substation. But that blackout only lasted a few hours. Power is back on. President Trump tweeted that some Democratic congresswomen should go back to the, quote, broken and crime-infested countries they came from. The tweet did not use any names, but the AP reports Trump is likely talking about 4 freshman Democrats in the House, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. All of them are American citizens, and 3 of them were born in the U.S. Democrats are pushing back, calling the president's tweet racist and divisive. In fact, the Washington Post reports at least 90 Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and all 4 congresswomen likely targeted in the tweet, have spoken out against it. More than half called it racist. Some say he's fueling white nationalism. But despite the backlash, Fox News reports Trump is not backing down. He followed up last night saying it's sad to see Democrats sticking up for lawmakers who speak poorly about the U.S. As for other Republican lawmakers, it seems most are staying quiet on this one, at least for now. And one more thing. Remember the raids expected to start over the weekend, with federal agents expected to round up about 2,000 undocumented immigrants? The New York Times reports it seems just a small number of arrests took place Sunday, but authorities say more could happen this week. It looks like Facebook may be facing a $5 billion fine from the federal government. And if finalized, it could be the largest penalty of its kind against a tech company. The Wall Street Journal reports the Federal Trade Commission started investigating more than a year ago because of reports that Facebook mishandled millions of users' personal information. Remember how the info ended up in the hands of that data firm, Cambridge Analytica? Well, that was just one of Facebook's privacy mistakes. So this fine would likely be part of a settlement. It still needs final approval from the Justice Department, but if approved, it'll set the record by quite a lot for the largest FTC fine against a tech company. $5 billion against Facebook, compared to the previous record, a $22 million fine against Google. But critics say it's still not enough, and will be just a little slap on the wrist for such a large company. Facebook brings in about $5 billion every quarter. So far, Facebook has not said anything about this, but they were expecting this. They already set aside $3 billion just in case they were fined. Two big wins at Wimbledon this weekend in both the men's and women's finals. First up, the men's. It was a record-breaking final match. CBS News reports Novak Djokovic won for the fifth time, and his final match was the longest Wimbledon final ever. It took nearly 5 hours. Plus, it had the first fifth-set tiebreak in Wimbledon singles history. And in the women's final, ESPN reports Simona Halep won Wimbledon. She beat Serena Williams, and that would have been Williams' record-tying 24th Grand Slam title. But it didn't happen this year. It seems Williams is not giving up, though. She posted to Instagram that she's now just one step closer. More news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank this week's sponsor, Zola. In case you don't know, Zola is reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make it even a happier time for couples. Zola gives you the modern tools you need for the easiest process, from engagement to wedding to decorating your first home. We're talking a free wedding website, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and super easy to use planning tools, and it's all online and in one place. It starts with that free wedding website that takes just minutes to set up and looks fantastic. Then you can put your Zola registry right on your website, making it easy for your guests as well. I've used Zola as a guest, and I was so impressed. I wish I knew about it back when I got married. You can get it all, kitchenware, tech, or even a stay at an Airbnb. It's so personal. So to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/newsworthy. Again, go to Zola, Z-O-L-A, zola.com/newsworthy to start your free wedding website and get $50 off your registry. Now back to the news. Still no end in sight for airlines to start flying their Boeing 737 MAX planes again. CNBC reports American Airlines and United just removed those planes from its schedule until early November now. That's longer than expected. And remember, others like Southwest have also canceled thousands of flights during the busy summer travel season. The Wall Street Journal cites sources who say the 737 MAX planes are unlikely to be ready for any airline until at least next year, 2020. Of course, we're talking about the model of aircraft involved in two deadly plane crashes, one in Indonesia last October and another in Ethiopia in March. The 737 MAX planes were then grounded around the world. And now the journal says plane manufacturer Boeing, along with the FAA and other regulators, are expanding what they're looking at and what it'll take to get the okay for these planes to fly again. So, to be continued. There's no cure for Alzheimer's, but several studies now show there may be a way to lower your risk or at least delay the onset of dementia. NBC News reports researchers found people who take better care of their bodies have a lower risk of getting dementia, even if they have the gene that otherwise raises their risk. In fact, people who follow 4 or 5 healthy lifestyle behaviors reduce their chances of getting dementia by nearly 60%. They can slow it down by doing things you might expect, like not smoking or drinking, exercising more, and eating better. In one study, all the participants were over 60 years old, and they were still able to lower their Alzheimer's risk with healthier lifestyles. Scientists say that shows it's never too late. All right, it's Amazon Prime Day right now. Amazon's sort of summer version of Black Friday. It's a 2-day event starting today, full of discounts and deals. CNET says you can expect a sale on hundreds of different items, with the biggest deals on Amazon's own products, including the Amazon Echo and Fire Stick. They hit all-time low prices. And when you spend $10 at Whole Foods, you get a $10 Amazon credit to use during Prime Day. Also on sale, the Kindle, headphones, smartwatches, security kits, and more. In the past, Amazon Prime Day has led to record sales for the company. Fortune says it typically surpasses holiday sales like Black Friday and Cyber Monday after Thanksgiving. Amazon's Prime Day lasts 48 hours this year, so it ends tomorrow at midnight. But keep in mind, you do have to be a Prime member to get the deals. For any first-timers, there's always the 30-day free trial. But it's not just Amazon offering discounts today. Rivals are promoting their own sales to compete, like Target and Walmart, as well as several others like Nordstrom and eBay. Spider-Man Far From Home did it again this weekend. It was number one at the box office for the second weekend in a row. Variety says the movie brought in another $45 million in North America. In second place was Disney's Toy Story 4. In third was the thriller Crawl. In the indie box office, The Farewell brought in more than $350,000 from just 4 locations, beating Avengers Endgame for best per screen average of 2019. The Farewell premiered at this year's Sundance Film Festival and has a perfect 100% rating right now on Rotten Tomatoes. The movie will hit theaters nationwide in August. And that's it for today. You are caught up from the weekend. Thank you so much for starting your week with me. And remember, you can read more about any news story we talked about today right in your podcast app, or go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. As always, The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.